Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The stories of people forced to work through difficult situations are harrowing. The woman who couldn't take time off to undergo cancer treatment. The woman who worked through a high-risk pregnancy and lost her baby. Delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy says she had to go back to work shortly after delivering twins while campaigning for office.
So right after giving birth, I had to be hauled back to work when my children were in the NICU for 4 months, leaving them when they needed me the most, because we don't have paid family medical leave here in Virginia.
That's why Democrats are pressing for paid family leave, a proposal Nicole Riley at the National Federation of Independent Businesses says would be a disaster for small businesses in Virginia.
While many small businesses very much want to support their employees when there's a family emergency, they need flexibility. NFIB small business members tell us that a cookie-cutter government-imposed mandate to paid leave would be unworkable.
The legislation sets a weekly benefit at 80% of the individual's weekly wages for a maximum of 12 weeks, a mandate business groups say they can't afford. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, Michael Pope,